98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We're going to laugh today and grow with the kids. We've got a Bible to talk about that's so much fun. And I want to tell you more about that with Jessica Wolstenholm. Jess is the editorial director for the Laugh and Grow Bible for Kids, written by Phil Vischer. Now, you might recognize his name. He has something to do with VeggieTales, author, speaker, and voice actor. So that's kind of cool to know he's behind that. And Jess, thank you for your time. What is your involvement with this fun Bible?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I have the privilege of being the editorial director for this Bible, which just means that I helped Phil as he kind of wrote these stories and just making sure that we covered all the bases. Of course, he does such a great job going through the Bible narrative for kids in a way that kids can really understand and understand God's love for them and his rescue plan. But I got to kind of walk with him through that process.
Aww, sounds fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Kind of a dream job for me. So I'm so privileged to be a part.
Well, with him being VeggieTales and being the creator of that, and I love that because my daughter's grown now too, out of college, and I remember raising her on VeggieTales and how I loved all the Bible stories were so easy to understand because of the animation and the way it was delivered. And so I'm assuming that this is being projected into the Laugh and Grow Bible and will allow kids and families to really get a hold of the message easier. Is that what you're getting?
Absolutely. We have heard so many amazing stories from families saying that their kids just don't want to put it down. They want to keep reading. And, you know, it's called the Laugh and Grow Bible because Phil can't help himself. He's just a funny guy. And I know a lot of people say, well, you can't, you know, the Bible's not funny. It's serious. And it is serious. And he takes every bit of the gospel narrative seriously, but he does interject fun, and it just engages kids and keeps them really involved in the story.
Okay, so the overlying question is why? Why to have a Bible like this? I know why he wanted to do this, but why do you think, you're a mom, why do you think it's important for us to teach kids this way, teach them the Bible at such a young age?
Well, you know, it's important for kids, and Phil says this a lot when he speaks, it's important for kids to understand God's story, but also to be able to see their place in it and know that it's their story. It's for them. And so that once upon a time in the beginning of creation, when God created the world, he knew them, he loved them, he wants to involve them in that from the very beginning. And so we wanted to create a product that would take kids on that journey, that from creation to revelation, in a way that they understood how it all worked together. So the Bible's broken up into sections, and we talk about the Pentateuch in this Bible, which you've probably never seen the word Pentateuch in a children's Bible before.
Right.
And only Phil Vischer can make that digestible for kids.
Yes.
Only he can help them understand, hey, the Pentateuch is the first five books of the Bible. It's the beginning of the story, and here's how it lays out the rest of the story. And so you see Jesus, even from the beginning, you see how it all leads up to what Jesus did for us on the cross and what that means for our lives today. He presents it in just such a way that kids can understand it and, again, have a little bit of fun. I think a lot of Bibles are written beautifully. Children's Bibles, there's so many beautifully written children's Bibles that maybe parents love because it's beautifully written. But this one, we feel like kids are really getting a lot out of it because it's for them.
Jessica Wolstenholm, you're such a delight. Thank you for this and telling us about the Laugh and Grow Bible for Kids, written by Phil Vischer. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I know how important it is for you as a parent, a grandparent. You could be a babysitter, an aunt and uncle. How important it is to get the Word of God in our kids' lives. That's the reason we're talking about this today. But if you'd like to know more about this book, or the series, the two versions, it's on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out at star883.com.